Justice Strauss?
A voice called.
Justice Strauss, please report to the makeup artist.
Oh, my word. I get to wear makeup. Justice Strauss had on a dreamy expression, as if she were about to be crowned queen, instead of just having some powders and creams smeared on her face. Children, I must go. See you on stage, my dears. Justice Strauss ran off, leaving the children to finish changing into their costumes. One of the white-faced women put a flowered headdress on Violet, who realized in horror that the dress she had changed into was a bridal gown. The other woman put a sailor cap on Klaus, who gazed in one of the mirrors, astonished at how ugly he looked. His eyes met those of Violet, who was looking in the mirror as well. "What can we do?" Klaus said quietly. "Pretend to be sick. Maybe they'd call off the performance." "Count Olaf would know what we were up to," Violet replied glumly.
"Act three of The Marvelous Marriage by Al Funcoot is about to begin,"
a man with a clipboard shouted.
"Everyone, please get in your places for Act Three."
The actors rushed out of the room, and the white-faced women grabbed the children and hustled them out after them. The backstage area was in complete pandemonium, a word which here means actors and stagehands running around attending to last-minute details. The bald man with the long nose hurried by the children, then stopped himself, looked at Violet in her wedding dress, and smirked.
"No funny stuff," he said to them, waggling a bony finger. "Remember, when you go out there, just do exactly what you're supposed to do. Count Olaf will be holding his walkie-talkie during the entire act. And if you do even one thing wrong, he'll be giving Sunny a call up there in the tower."
"Yes, yes," Klaus said bitterly. He was tired of being threatened in the same way over and over.
"You'd better do exactly as planned," the man said again. "I'm sure they will,"
said a voice suddenly, and the children turned to see Mr. Poe, dressed very formally and accompanied by his wife. He smiled at the children and came over to shake their hands.
"Polly and I just wanted to tell you to break a leg."
"What?"
Klaus said, alarmed.
"That's a theatre term," Mr. Poe explained, "meaning good luck on tonight's performance. I'm glad that you children have adjusted to life with your new father and are participating in family activities."
"Mr. Poe," Klaus said quickly, "Violet and I have something to tell you. It's very important."
"What is it?"
Mr. Poe said.
"Yes," said Count Olaf. "What is it you have to tell Mr. Poe, children?"